So I'm really lucky to be here right now with Cy Calder, the founder and director of Life Force Qigong. And we've just come from the Life Force Qigong Level 1 training at the Integral Body Institute in Poland, which was a really amazing training week for me. How was it for you, Cy?
Hi, Ben. Yes, it's great to be here with you and sat here really refreshed, really vibrant after this first module. It was inspiring. I always feel that as a great artist, when we notice the outcome of something, it's because of the way people shine at the end of it. It's not just the process of it, it's the reflection at the end of all these people. And these people were open, they were vibrant, they were connected, centered, grounded, and everybody had a beautiful experience, everybody had an inspiring experience. And for me, that inspiration is what comes back. So inspiring. Feel really centered, really grounded, really vibrant, really happy about how things went and how people took it.
I really experienced that for myself as well, not only in my own body, and you know, really had that sense of vibrancy from doing the practice, but could really see it in others as well. So just for those of you that haven't come across Simon's work before, just can you tell us a little bit about your journey to this point?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been studying most of my life. It's been a passion. Body, consciousness, felt sense, understanding, martial arts, different forms of yoga, traveling through Asia, traveling through Europe, really immersing myself into different qualities about how the body moves, how we relate to the body, how the mind, breath and emotions also move through the body. So I had a lot of information, and excuse the pun, but my big break came in a way when I was studying Ashtanga Yoga, and I'd given everything up for Ashtanga Yoga, and I received a break through my spine. My body went one way, my mind went the other. Ruptured the connection between lumbar 4 and 5, ruptured, pulled the sacroiliac tendons. So here I was thrown into a laboratory of understanding, a way to deal with my symptoms. I had tools. So as opposed to me believing or thinking that tools needed to be like this or form like this, I was thrown into a situation to really feel and understand the Qigong, the yoga, the meditations, and how I could bring myself back to a sense of equanimity, strength, presence, and re-knit and heal my body and mind.
Wow, that's quite a transformative experience. And so what has been the most significant influence then in developing the Life Force Qigong?
Well, at the basis of everything is energy. Traumas, life, emotions, life, death, every situation requires a quality of energy. And if your energy is smooth, it's erratic, it's too full, it's empty, these are the basis for everything, from a physiological to an emotional to a mental to a spiritual connection. So it seems at the basis of every system, be it religion or politics, that the smooth flow of abundant energy is the most important. So what brings me here is a system, and a very pragmatic system, of how one to understand your own energy field, to boost your energy field, and then to be able to direct that through intention into whatever area in your life is requiring energy.
And why do you feel that people need something like this, like the Life Force Qigong here in 2018?
We are in an age of energetics, technology, the energy around us, the planet is requiring a lot of energy. At the basis of understanding balance is energy. So when we become more aware of our own energy, we become more aware of the energy on the planet also. So we can see with pollution and what's happening on the face of the planet, when we understand ourselves energetically what's going on, we are the planet. We are this greater organic unfoldment. So we are open to change, and it's an energetic change. We are influenced by a lot of pathological energetic forces in food, in water, in air, even with the mobile phone, the way people are physiologically creating pathologies in their system by just creating the posture through answering too many texts. Technology is a gift. It's, to a certain extent, we're coming into a golden age of humanity through technology. But the understanding and the balance of how to integrate that technology is through our energetic systems. How not to get depleted and affected by Wi-Fi, how to understand what nutritious, organic, healthy food is in my system. And just how to breathe and be able to draw the energy from breath as opposed to denying and locking the breath out.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like something that everybody I know is going to benefit more from. So what can people expect if they come along to a Life Force Qigong training?
Well, initially we feel where the tensions, the residual tensions are and the resistance inside our bodies. The fascial patterning, how we're laying down the patterns of how we sit, how we think, how we eat, how we communicate in our lives. So first of all, we meet our resistance. The nature of resistance is energy. Our life force energy. So we're using the energy from our immune systems, from our life force energy, to create and hold our resistances. So we're holding what eats a lot of our life energy up. So we're looking to release these residual tensions and these resistances, which then start to free up a lot of your life energy, a lot of the contractions, a lot of the preconceived sufferings that we hold. We sit, we start to dissolve that. But that's what's going to arise. But we're reclaiming that.
For those who've not heard of Qigong before, can you explain a little about what it is and what some of the origins for it were?
Right, well, Qigong is really coming into the limelight at the moment because it seems we need a way of energetically understanding our bodies, our lives. It goes back prehistory. So you have the Wu shamans, which were first seen up in the Himalayas, dancing under the moon, expressing this understanding of energy, that life is constantly moving, changing and flowing. And when we organically integrate ourselves with this movement, we realize it's happening no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. So Qigong, to a certain extent, is an umbrella expression. Qi is this life force energy. It has many reflections, many understandings, but it can be encapsulated as information, energetic information ready to come in and enhance and tonify any situation within our lives. Gong is the doing. It's the refinement. It's the practice. So whatever we're doing Qigong. But maybe we're doing Qigong badly, sitting in a bad posture, eating bad food. So what the Qigong is just to say energy is here. Let's locate the energy. Let's understand the energy. And let's see through an energetic practice how we can potentiate and create a more efficient lifestyle.
And can you tell us what the difference as well between, say, Life Force Qigong and Tai Chi or Yoga is, just for anybody who's unclear?
Sure. The basis of Life Force Qigong, Life Force Dynamics, it's a pragmatic formula. As opposed to a lot of people, even from my experience when I went searching, there's 3,500 forms of Qigong alone, let alone all the new forms of yoga, a lot of mystical belief systems. It's very easy to spend years trying to locate and understand. Many times you're taught, and I met people that were studying Qigong and Tai Chi for 15, 20 years, and they'd never had a Qi sensation. And the Qi is coming back into the felt sense. Nothing happens in Qigong unless you're present. So a lot of what's happening at the moment with mindfulness, understanding the connection with mindfulness and presence, and how just that as a tool is healing people. So we're using Qigong to come back to the present moment, for people to get in touch with themselves, their own energy fields. It's not a belief system. The foundation of coming back is simplicity. Simplicity is very practical. So if we get lost in a system of complexities and belief systems, we're actually helping a disassociation. So to strip everything away to its bare mechanics and to realign ourselves energetically. And it's you yourself as a practitioner that gets to understand your own energy field. And once you start to realign your own energy field, you feel the benefits. So what we do with the life force dynamics, Qigong and the whole system, is use fascia as a basic formula, as a network of understanding of how the quality of fascia is influencing everything we do. And then express fascia to its fullest terms through the Qigong, rebalancing the energy field, the yin yoga, softening and helping dissolve residual tensions and bringing the energy back in to nourish the body, with the structural forms, which are very similar to yoga, but we're more keying in with the energetics of how we're standing, understanding the different qualities of how to rebalance ourselves. And then with the dynamic forms, when we feel centered, when we feel strong, when we've reduced tensions in the body, the fascia requires this fullest expression of humanity, but with a strong core of balanced expression. So we move out through the yang postures, we come back to recenter, rebalance our energy field. So it's a way of simply and pragmatically being able to express any field of life, be it yang, be it sick, how to come back to equanimity, boost your life efficiency, boost your life energy, and constantly be able to understand in a very pragmatic formula your own life and what you require from that system.
And why do you feel that it's important that people learn direct from a teacher rather than using something like YouTube?
Well, to a certain extent, YouTube's beautiful and it's free. There's a lot of information on there. But only you can really understand the empty movements that people are putting across. So it's very physiological. You can repeat a physical movement, which you will get some benefits. You will feel calmer most of the time with the practices. You will feel more relaxed because even just the waving around of the arms is creating a breath-body alignment. But to a certain extent, the depth of Qigong allows us to go deep inside the being. And it's that realignment, the subtle fields, which require transmission from a teacher. So it's just those little shifts, the little directions, the balancing, that only a teacher which understands them in themselves can start to guide a student through the empty postures which we've learned through Qigong. To a certain extent, the physical form is relevant, but it doesn't matter because the energetic rebalancing is coming in everything we do within our lives. And a good teacher can sit and create an understanding no matter what field we're coming from, whether it's business, whether it's a housewife, whether I'm an athlete or whether I'm sick, the realignments of energy. And the very nature of teacher-student is that a teacher has the experience in the field. That's why we go to a teacher. So a teacher is more of a guide to say, this way, can you see that? Can you feel that? What experiences are you having? And then watching you yourself have those experiences to say, oh, wow, okay, that's a green light. I'm feeling the energy. Right, okay, that's the direction you're going in. Now discover that for yourselves.
And this is why you placed the emphasis in the level one training in Poland when we were looking at the eight qualities on how those movements to experience them were the beginning, and once we understood those qualities within the movement, that we could then apply them into any other activity that we were doing.
Absolutely. The paradox to a certain extent of breaking form is to create another form. This is the same of yoga to a certain extent with Patanjali and the origins of yoga. We're creating a new form, a new efficient form to allow the energy from the old form, out of balance, the bad conditioning, into a better form. But then eventually you let that go into a formless form. So it's like a violinist when they get to a point of mastership. There is no violin there. It's just a complete integration of flow. So whatever it is in your life, if you're finding challenges with those areas, imagine what it could be like with a seamless flow when you have dissolved that resistance and you can allow the whole of your being, the whole of your energy field to flow into that thing. That's within the science of life force, Qigong and life force dynamics.
I love that, and I'm really looking forward to continuing to have those qualities enrich my life as I continue the practices that I've been learning. So can you tell us a little bit about the current Life Force Qigong training system and how it progresses?
Yes, absolutely. So there's three levels at the moment, and also a fourth module where all three modules come together to do a teacher training. So you yourself have first embodied it through the first three modules, and then after embodying it you can then take a teacher training that gives you a full accreditation to be able to transmit this. And the basis is, first module is coming to the body. We're not jumping straight into the energy fields, we're relocating our center, our groundedness. The first transformation, and there's three transformations, one in each module, is what's referred as Jing to Qi. And Jing is the physiological essence. So we're realigning our physical structures. We're reducing physiological tensions from the body. We're learning how to regulate and balance the breath and not lock out the breath, which so many of us do when we come into a tense, stressful situation. And a lot of us are in a stress mode, a fight-flight mode. So it's about coming back, reclaiming your physiological sense here and now on the planet and being happy in that space. And by doing that, you're already changing the energy field. So we're creating a Qi formula. So once you've located, once you're grounded, once you've centered yourself, then you're ready to start smoothing out the Qi flow. So module two is about coming into your energetic flow, but with a strong, firm, pragmatic foundation. That's also not locked in belief. We're not believing any mystical states. You yourself have experienced your own energy field. You have an understanding of how to be with it, how to become it. So then once we become it, we move into the second module, opening up through the energy field, understanding the meridians, understanding your emotional field by moving deep inside into the interoceptive experience of your organ system and getting in contact with your emotional sense, your feelings, balancing those feelings and understandings out, and also understanding how your mind is in relation to your energetic field. So very much getting in contact with this subtle body field, learning how to understand it, how to rebalance it from this pragmatic physical quality. So once you're here, grounded, centered, happy to be in your body, you have a deep understanding and feeling of your own flow and energetic system, then we can move more into dissolving the holding onto any of these, into a mindfulness, into what's reflected as Shen. So high spirits, how to keep the sense of high spirit in whatever you do, presence. Presence being the basis of compassion and love. So when we feel present, and when we feel present for somebody else, it's a gift, but it's a quality. So all those things that stopped us being present in the first place, and a lot of us we accumulate these things from 3 years old, the informative years. So the journey of just coming back to the body is a deep, profound journey. The allowance of feeling yourself at a subtle level, allowing all those emotions to be felt and understood. And then that last reflection of the mindfulness is a vessel which encapsulates everything. You're here, you're present, you're happy to be here, you don't need to move away from your situation. And this is a gift. This is what integrates ourselves with a practice that is totally relevant to being in 2018. And as a pension plan to take you through the rest of your life.
And so why do you feel it's important for people to go through these stages of practice? You know, what is it that helps to create a better foundation when they do it in these steps?
Well, to a certain extent, I've seen many practices over the years where people want to jump straight into energy practices. People are not happy with themselves, so they're looking to get as far away from themselves as possible, meaning creating trauma inside the trauma, pushing the disassociation even further away. And a lot of what's happening on the planet at the moment is in relation to mindfulness. Just come back. And you see from physiological symptoms, from psychological symptoms, emotional symptoms, that when we start to come back to the body, we reclaim our beings. We start to center and balance ourselves. A lot of pains in the body start to disappear. A lot of psychological problems start to lessen. A lot of emotional problems start to rebalance themselves. And all this is brought back into the center. So what's carrying everything around in this lifetime? What's creating every step? Our physical bodies. How do you feel in your physical body right now? Do you feel any slight pains or tensions? So from an energetic perspective, this pain, this tension is just a damming a reservoir of energy. And we're using energy to hold these tensions. So let's get back to the body. Let's be happy in the body. Let's feel juicy in the body. Let's love the feeling in our body. Let's be happy to have this gift in this lifetime, because we only get one body. And once we're happy to be here, we're happy to look at our energy. We're not trying to escape or create some delusional system that might make us feel good about ourselves when we're doing it, but then we need to crave it. But just being here and now without needing to do anything, it's the basis. That's the gift in itself. So we're doing that on a physiological level. So when we start to move the energy, we're already happy. And if we're happy to move our energy, we're happy to allow the energy to be a free, flowing, smooth expression of what it is to be here. So when we do get to the higher practices, to a certain extent, creating a bliss state here and now, happy to be here and now, and potentiating that. But unless we get back to the body, just the physiological basis, it's like building a castle on a swamp, building your dream palace on a swamp. Your foundation is unstable. So let's create some healthy, stable foundations. And then we can grow anywhere from there.
I love the fact that even as I'm sat in this chair talking to you now, I'm aware of how the chair is having a response in my body and just listening to my body. What would it like to do to ease that and make that feel better? And I can feel that energy flow just from being sat here talking with you. So it's, this for me as well as a reflection back is not just a theoretical idea. It's something that is palpable and experienceable and, you can really embody it. So I love that. So what else might people expect to experience within themselves in a Life Force Qigong training class?
Life moving through you. Life is, it's a buffet of flavors, textures, experiences, highs, lows, ins, outs. Every possibility can arise. And as every possibility arises, we learn how to be with every possibility. We choose which ones we like, we choose which ones we don't like, we push certain voices away, we believe certain parts of our body are dirty or sinful, certain parts of our energetic, emotional body, we can't express angers or frustrations because we don't have a package or cognitive structure or a way of being able to communicate it. So we get very dammed up, we get very locked. And what initially we do when we create a foundation is we're creating a foundation for all these energies to flow. So old emotional patterns which haven't yet been expressed. A lot of the blockages in the bodies which create pains could just be things being held. The limitation of breath. Not to fully breathe and draw my outer world in and fully exhale and let whatever it is go. It's simple physiological situations. When we look at some symptoms of even going to the toilet, how some people cannot defecate for up to 7 to 10 days. And if this is happening, it's also happening in the breath. So we're allowing energy to move. And the natural organic process is for us to get up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning and allow the old to be released to allow the new to come in. So it's a very simple formula, but whatever resistances are there, you'll watch them arise, but that we're not looking into them. We don't need to take them to bits because it's chi, it's energetic. So if you can allow holding to go, there's energy there. So with the Qigong practices, we can reabsorb that energy. We have techniques to change that energy into a nutritious source. So you can take that bad meal that you don't want to eat, that's your only choice, and you can convert it internally to the best buffet you can think of and absorb that into your energy field. So why sit in your symptoms and make them into something they never were? Why not just directly create your new buffet? And that's part of what's happening. People, you will experience whatever resistances they are. You're happy to feel them, happy to understand, happy to alchemize them and let them move through as this natural organic process happens.
That sounds perfect, Sai. So if people would like to come and experience Life Force Qigong over the next year or so, where are they going to be able to access that?
Well, the Life Force Qigong is going to be run mainly in Poland for this year. So we'll have another module, one in December, and we'll be running a module two in April in Poland. Also, for module three, we'll be running module three at the beginning of next year in Poland in April. So you'll be able to experience all three modules before next April. And also have a good amount of time to integrate each module in between, which is necessary for each module. And then I'll be running a retreat over in Thailand at the beginning of next year, and also a retreat up in the Himalayas when the snows melt later on towards the end of April or the beginning of May, just outside Dharamsala, which is where the Dalai Lama and a lot of the Buddhist monks have go up into the Himalayas here into a retreat center to enjoy the mountain air. So finding different qualities of different places, and this allows a deeper sense of the qualities of qi as you're bringing them in. The Himalayas are an incredible place to meditate and be with this lighter vibrancy of Qigong. Thailand has more of a fiery, stronger energetic impulse. And the beautiful grounding in these retreat centers in Poland during the different seasons of the year allow this deep opening and transformation to happen. For those of you centered in Europe and would love to come to the sunshine during the summer season, I'll also be running retreat in Portugal out in the countryside in this beautiful retreat center. So there's many spaces over the next year, over the next 2 years. And keep in contact if you'd like to contact me through my website or the Life Force Qigong Facebook page. I'll be more than happy to receive your questions and explain more about the trainings.
And what's the address for the website, please, Sai?
The address for the website is lifeforcequigong.com.
Brilliant. So we'll make sure that that's going to be in the description for the interview as well, so people will be able to connect straight through to that. And we'll also link them into your Facebook page, where I know there's all sorts of little clips and tasters and interviews and bits where they can really start to understand and read a little bit more about the system. So thank you very much, Sai. Really appreciate you spending the time with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we finish?
Yes, for sure. One of the things I found with a lot of the teachers, and amazing teachers I've been, is they're great teachers at the singularity of their art. But what I love to feel of what I'm offering is it's a supplement for anybody's life. So if anybody would like to have a one-to-one call with me, just to understand how they can integrate this system within their own lifestyles, which is to a certain extent, I feel, what we're all doing in this time. We have our freedom. Why am I doing this art? How can I integrate it with my life? So I'd be more than happy to sit and we can have a look at your life and how Life Force Qigong can create a more efficient lifestyle for you.
And for anyone that's interested in that, I can highly recommend it. You know, I've been lucky enough to spend time with Sai and just have some very personal and detailed reflection on aspects of my life and my practice, and they're invaluable. So thanks, Sai. Anybody that wants to do that, highly recommend it. And thank you for spending the time with us.
Thanks, Ben. It's been a pleasure to sit here with you and share this gift of Life Force Qigong.